The world's richest man is locked in a battle with one of the world's biggest social media companies. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is attempting to buy Twitter, offering $58 billion of Australian dollars for the company in the hope of transforming it into a platform for free speech. But the company has adopted a so-called poison pill clause in an attempt to thwart the hostile takeover and push Musk into a negotiation. Anne Lipton is a professor of law at Tulane University with experience in securities and corporate governance. And let's start at the beginning. How has Elon Musk gone about his attempted takeover of Twitter?
Well, he was buying up shares on the open market until he got to about 9% or so, at which point he disclosed his position to the general public. It sounds like he was talking to the Twitter board for some period of time during those purchases. He apparently reached some sort of deal with them where he would just get a board seat, but that fell through for reasons we don't fully understand. And then he decided instead he would make an offer to buy the entire company, all the stock.
The poison pill isn't anything new. It's been around since the 80s. When do companies tend to use them?
Well, sometimes companies just have a standing pill in place at all times, but usually they do it when they think that there's going to be some sort of hostile attack on their governance, either by an activist investor or by someone who wants to take over the company.
Okay, so that's exactly the explanation for that. Musk offered billions above what Twitter was worth last week, but there were concerns about how he would finance his bid. Could the world's richest man have a cash flow problem?
Yeah, he might, because as we understand his finances, they're entirely tied up in Tesla stock and to a lesser extent, I guess, in SpaceX stock. And so he doesn't really have a lot of cash. And the way he lives, the way he finances his living apparently is by borrowing against those shares. But that won't necessarily or won't easily support a bid for the entire company of Twitter, which means he has to look for other options.
Okay, so he has to look for other options. There are also concerns about some of the changes Elon Musk might make to Twitter, specifically around moderation. In fact, there's a big outrage in the Twitter community about that. What does he actually want to do?
Well, what he said is that he wants less content moderation. So, there's often complaints that content especially from conservatives, the conservative points of view are being silenced. So he wants less content moderation. He hasn't exactly explained what that means, but a lot of people suspect things like banning Donald Trump from the platform. He would want to release that. He says that he wants to switch from advertising because he thinks he gives that corporations too much control over over the platform, and instead switch to some sort of subscription-based model, things like that.
Okay, so returning to the poison pill and the fact that it's been used, since the 80s, what is Twitter trying to achieve here? How risky is the move that they're making?
It's not particularly risky on Twitter's part, and it's a very standard sort of move. I mean, a poison pill just makes it very hard for an acquirer to take over the company because it says that if anyone or a group of people get a certain number of shares, essentially by buying them on the open market or by having a tender offer, then everyone else, everyone who isn't part of this acquiring group, gets extra shares at a very low price, at an extremely discounted price, which ends up meaning that the acquirer's stake is suddenly diluted. They thought they had 15% of the company, now they have 5% of the company. So it makes it very hard for them to acquire the company without reaching an agreement with the board. So in this case, the board is basically just putting everything on hold while it figures out its options. It may want to negotiate with Elon Musk. Elon Musk said this is his best and final offer, but is it? They may want to look for other alternatives to see if there's somebody else who would pay more. They want to assess how good an offer it is, whether he does in fact have financing. And so all this just prevents Elon Musk from, sort of buying up the shares on his own when that wouldn't necessarily be the best for shareholders.
This move shows the power of the company's board, but does it essentially create a shareholder referendum on the board, especially if shareholders don't back the move?
Yeah, the main way to beat a poison pill is to vote out the directors. If shareholders do not like that a poison pill has been put in place, they can just vote out the directors. Now, that's not easy. Usually, what will happen is an acquirer who is being thwarted by a poison pill will take their complaints directly to shareholders and put their own nominees up for election at the next annual meeting. It's too late for Elon Musk to do that for this annual meeting because it's in May. And also Twitter has a staggered board, which means only a third of its board is elected every year. But basically that's the way around a poison pill formally would be to for the shareholders to vote out the existing directors in favor of nominees by the a potential acquirer, and that new board will pull the pill and negotiate with the acquirer and reach a friendly deal. That said, it usually doesn't really get to that point, because if the board feels that it's getting a lot of pressure from its shareholders to accept an offer, they'll usually find a way to negotiate it and concede. But you wouldn't expect that in the early days. I mean, this offer is just out there. We don't even know where the financing is going to come from. So you would vary this move is pretty standard. You would expect the board to do it while it figures out what's going on.
So finally, where does this leave Elon Musk? What do you expect he'll do now?
Well, it's really hard to say, because one of the things about Elon Musk is this, he has at least one history of saying he was going to take a company private, that is Tesla, and not actually having, all his ducks in a row on it. Infamous time when he said he was thinking of taking Tesla private and funding was secured, and he didn't appear to have funding, and he never did take Tesla private. So it's really hard, I think, for the board, because it's hard to tell just how serious Elon Musk is about this. Obviously, he's the world's richest man. He has assets that are sufficient to buy the company, but because he doesn't have exactly the cash, and it's not clear how he would get it. Does he plan to sell Tesla stock? Does he plan to borrow against Tesla stock? Does he plan to get other investors in? We're not really sure. It's very hard to figure out what his next move is, and it's hard for the board to figure out what his next move is. But if he is serious about it, his next move presumably would be to show the board that he has the financing.
It's a fascinating story to watch unfold. Anne, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Glad to talk to you.
Anne Lipton is a Louisiana-based law professor at Tulane University with experience in securities and corporate governance.